This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration has upheld a Trump-era rejection of nearly all significant Chinese maritime claims in the South China Sea. The administration also warned China that any attack on the Philippines in the Flashpoint region would draw a U.S. response under a mutual defense treaty. The stern message came in a statement released Sunday ahead of this week's fifth anniversary of an international tribunal's ruling in favor of the Philippines against China's maritime claims around the Spratly Islands and neighboring reefs and shoals. Authorities searching for victims of the deadly collapse in Florida say that they hope to conclude their painstaking work in the coming weeks as a team of first responders from Israel departed the site. The mayor, Daniela Levine-Cava, said Sunday that 90 deaths have now been confirmed. Among them are 71 bodies that have been positively identified and their next of kin notified. 31 people remain missing. Crews continue to search the remaining pile of rubble, peeling layer after layer of debris in search of bodies. The Miami-Dade County Fire Chief said it was uncertain when recovery operations would be completed. Pfizer says it plans to meet with top U.S. officials Monday to discuss the drug maker's request for federal authorization of a third dose of its COVID-19 vaccine. Its statement comes as U.S. President Joe Biden's chief medical advisor acknowledged that it is entirely conceivable, mainly likely, that booster shots will be needed in the coming months. Last week, Pfizer asserted the booster shots would be needed within 12 months. This is VOA News. A U.S. lawyer says an American citizen and former top aide to Jordan's King Abdullah II has alleged that he was tortured in a Jordanian detention and fears for his life. The lawyer spoke on the eve of a verdict in the high-profile sedition trial linked to a rare public rift in Jordan's family. The prosecutor's office at Jordan's state security court denied Sunday that the defendant was mistreated or that his trial was unfair. The allegations of mistreatment were raised days before Jordan's king was to become the first Arab leader to meet with President Joe Biden at the White House on July 19th. Thousands of Cubans marched on Havana's Malecon Promenade and elsewhere on the island to protest food shortages and high prices amid the coronavirus crisis. Sunday's outpouring was one of the biggest anti-government demonstrations in memory. Many young people took part in the afternoon protests in the capital, which disrupted traffic until police moved in after several hours and broke up the march when a few protesters threw rocks. Cuba is going through its worst economic crisis in decades, along with a resurgence of coronavirus cases, and protesters chanted freedom, enough, and united. People standing on many balconies in one neighborhood applauded the protesters passing by. Others joined in the march. Several thousand people protested in front of the Georgian parliament, demanding the ex-Soviet nation's prime minister resign over the death of a journalist who was attacked and beaten earlier in the week by an anti-LGBT protesters. The cameraman was found dead in his home by his mother early Sunday, according to the TV Pirveli channel that he worked for. The reporter was one of several dozen journalists attacked last Monday by opponents of an LGBT march that had been scheduled to take place that day in the Georgian capital. Israel's Supreme Court has cleared the way for same-sex couples to have children through surrogate mothers, a move hailed by lawmakers and activists as a win for LGBTQ. The courts last year ruled that an existing surrogacy law that expanded access to single women but excluded gay couples was unlawful. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.